is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former President Trump was expected to tackle his economic agenda today in Asheville, North Carolina, but laid into Democrats instead.
Under Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden, the American dream is dead. You don't hear about the American dream anymore. It's dead. Her radical liberal policies have caused horrific inflation, decimated the middle class, and gutted the finances of millions and millions of American families.
Vice President Harris is set to lay out her economic plans on Friday. Meantime, thousands of Republicans rallied for Harris.
Former Trump administration official Olivia Troy hosted the rally.
This inspiring group of individuals joining us represents a truly independent breed of American.
During the hour-long virtual event, several former elected Republican officials and party leaders spoke out in support of the Democratic ticket.
They each have their own story for why they're putting country over party and why they're supporting Vice President Kamala Harris in this election this November.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. officials will attend ceasefire negotiations tomorrow in Qatar, despite a possible no-show now from Hamas. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to see a ceasefire. We want to see an end to this war. We want to see hostages come home, including American hostages.
The talks come amid threats of attack against Israel that could happen any time now from Iran and Hezbollah. Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for Bermuda this hour as Hurricane Ernesto continues drenching parts of the Caribbean. Mike Brennan's with the National Hurricane Center.
We're still expecting storm total rainfall amounts of 4 to 6 inches across the Virgin Islands, 6 to 8 inches over southeastern Puerto Rico, with isolated amounts as high as 10 inches.
Ernesto could become a major hurricane. That means a Category 3 or more by Friday. NASA says it'll be a week or more before it decides whether to keep two astronauts at the International Space Station until early next year. Chief Astronaut Joe Acaba.
Right now, the agency has taken the time to ensure we are not putting the crew at a higher risk than is necessary.
They may have to wait till February to hitch a ride back with SpaceX. Inflation has fallen to its lowest level in more than 3 years, down to 2.9% from 3% in June. CBS's Jolene Kent.
This came in below Wall Street's expectations, what economists were looking for. So that means, you know, inflation ticking down just a tenth of a percent is a meaningful thing. It adds to the evidence that the Federal Reserve will probably cut interest rates in just a few weeks at that mid-September meeting.
The Dow added 242 points today, closing above 40,000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders want to expedite a $68 million community center project to allocate federal COVID funds before year end. A city committee recently approved the plan for the King Center, which would be built near Julian Thomas Elementary. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant advanced as a Racine committee approved water service for the Pike River Crossing project. That's after a judge ordered them to consider the issue. Racine officials say utility agreements still need to be updated, with promised Foxconn jobs out of the picture. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee Tuesday during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is scheduled to speak at the Police Association headquarters in Milwaukee Friday. And the DOT will have a full closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being advised to use alternate routes like 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. Closure dates are subject to weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montas on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, effort and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dylan only gained 2 yards on four carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually putting yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, upper 60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High upper 70s. The weekend, some lingering clouds Saturday. Sun for Sunday. Highs close to 80. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Mark your calendar for another Racine Harbor Market. The next one is coming up a week from this Thursday, August 22nd, from 4 to 7 p.m. You want more information? Go to racinedowntown.com.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Forget, where's the love we once knew? read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, give us those nights, bright colors. Give us the green to summers. Makes you think all the world to the sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an eye on the camera. I love to take a photograph. So mama, don't take my cold away. If you took all the girls looks worse in black and white.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Kelly Cruz from Downtown Racine Corporation, and she reminded us to mark our calendars for September 21st for this year's Party on the Pavement.
Yeah, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. For those who have never made it down there, it's Southeast Wisconsin's largest street festival. So we closed down 12 blocks of city streets there. We've got four stages of live music throughout the day. So it's a noon to 7 p.m. So it's a very family friendly. And we've got, you know, a BMX shows as well. We've got these dance battles that go on. We've got gymnastics people. We've got tons and tons of food trucks, hundreds of vendors. All of the downtown businesses are open and are doing awesome events and sales inside and outside of their store. And basically, it's just a day where you walk around. It's completely free. You walk around, you smell the delicious food, you hear the bands everywhere, and you support local businesses.
And that's on the first day of fall.
It's the 21st anniversary on the 21st of September.
It's Kelly Cruz from Downtown Racine Corporation is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only. At WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. You know, it was 47 years ago this week, 47 years ago this Friday, in fact, that we lost Elvis Presley. And Cindy Huber, our midday host, is a huge Elvis Presley fan. She has scoured the local record stores and found a whole bunch of Elvis vinyl, and she's going to give it to you all this week. So be listening to Cindy Huber, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays here on WRJN.
It's a beautiful
No.
Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry on WRJN, where we've got local news and timeless hits. Our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News online, and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in 40 years. Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. Democrat Kelda Royce represents Madison in the state Senate. She says Tuesday's results suggest more blue gains in November. Wisconsin voters say no on two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Federal COVID money needs to be allocated by the end of the year, so Racine leaders want to push along a $68 million project quickly. A city committee gave the go-ahead this week. Racine Mayor Corey Mason is pushing for the construction of a new community center with full funding still not worked out. The proposed King Center would be built on vacant land next to Julian Thomas Elementary. The city is considering borrowing $21 million to bridge the funding. A new target has emerged in the celebration of collisions in Kenosha County. For the first time ever, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department will be entering an old squad car into the demolition derby at the Kenosha County Fair. That'll be Sunday at 1. The department says they're anticipating that other drivers may target them early and often. After the derby, the squad car will be donated to Wilmot Union High School, where students will repair it for future derby events. And for the sixth year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hands scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, upper 60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High upper 70s. The weekend, some lingering clouds Saturday. Sun for Sunday. Highs close to 80. Right now, it's 76.
Touch so my soul now.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. That your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Don't forget to join Lou Regani for Music of the Stars Sunday mornings. Now, before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. You're going to hear them all on Music of the Stars Sunday mornings with Lou Regani from 7 till noon on WRJN. Jonathan Edwards and Sunshine on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. Says here that sleep researchers say that some of us are sleep eaters, people who, while they sleep, raid the refrigerator. Some sleep eaters even devour stuff like cat food or medicine. Maybe that would explain the taste of Preparation H in my mouth in the morning.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Is grooving and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and in a little bit, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35, first pitch at 7:10. Have a great night.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
gonna jump for joy.